A reading from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. The community organizer and activist Harvey Milk served as a San Francisco city supervisor in 1978. He was the first openly gay politician in California. And before his assassination, he made a name for himself as a happy warrior, enlisting people in the causes close to his heart. If you remember this time or saw the film a few years ago about his life, you might remember his signature phrase. At the beginning of rallies and public speeches, he would start out, "My name is Harvey Milk, and I'm here to recruit you." Think of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5 in the same way. "My name is Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God, and I'm here to recruit you." At the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gathers with disciples and describes the life of blessing to which he is calling them. Remember that the first followers of Jesus who gathered there with him were not the country club sort. They were the homeless, the beggars, the racially undesirable, the single mothers, the deplorables. Those were the criminal history. And all those persecuted, reviled, and extorted by Roman overlords or Jewish elite. They were a motley and disturbing, discomforting rabble. The sort of throng who thought of themselves as the cursed dregs of the earth. Yet here Jesus addresses them paradoxically, calling them blessed instead of cursed. Jesus doesn't suggest that their circumstance is what blesses them. There's no special gift in starving to death or watching your beloveds do so. Rather, he calls them to remember that what they see now among them in their condition is not all there is to see, nor is it the last word on them as human beings. God sees beyond what they are now, and Jesus calls them blessed. Those who are truly his followers walk in the ways of compassion, of peace, of righteous community and resistance to empire. So Jesus tells his followers that despite their circumstances, they may recognize themselves as blessed rather than cursed. You are blessed not in the bad things that happen to you, but when you follow the ways of life and death and new life that are the hallmarks of Jesus Christ. When you follow, as one scholar puts it, a life worth living, defending the poor, comforting the mourning, walking with the meek and struggling for justice for those for whom it has been denied. This is why I prefer how the Beatitudes are translated in Spanish. Reverend Jorge Larrabrad says that while English frequently translates the Latin beatitudo as happy or blessed, In Spanish, the word becomes bienaventuranza, literally, good adventure to you. Jesus recruits his followers to a good adventure of deeper faithfulness, where poverty, violence, and oppression cannot mar the blessedness of God's people. What would happen if we started to see ourselves in the same way, caught up on the good adventure? Can you imagine Jesus calling you from the cross to us gathered on this gentle hillside, calling us to the great adventure of faith? We're in a time of dynamic change, God knows, that the church hasn't seen in hundreds of years. Sure, there's much that has been lost in the decline of Christendom, which many of us have lived through over the last 50 years, but there's also exciting adventure to undertake and be enlisted in now as well. God has knocked the barnacles off of the Mother Church ship, as one scholar told me, but there's also the benefit that God is making us smaller and more nimble and responsive to the wind of the Holy Spirit. That's where we find ourselves now. What does it look like to be blessed in this circumstance, church, to be on the good adventure with each other today? Part of the challenge and the gift is that there's no ready roadmap for us. We're called to co-create with God a compassionate, merciful, righteous, and peaceful Christianity for the 21st century, following Jesus as a church that blesses the poor, comforts those who mourn, and helps the meek inherit the earth. That is the adventure we are called to. It's not easy to trust the wind alone, but every ship that ever crossed an ocean had to sail away from the surety of the land or the way things had always been. That's the quest of faithful, of daring, of merciful Christian life that we are about now in the 21st century. Now, it's possible to live otherwise. It's possible to run out the clock on the last vestiges of cultural Christianity while that's still an assumed religion for a few decades longer. It's possible to sit idly by while communities change, while old ways decline, and this faith that once captured the hearts of generations has become nothing more than a Sunday habit. It's possible to coast through faith formation as though our children or ourselves will somehow grow in the Christian faith through osmosis rather than through intentional study. It's possible to let those who play Christian in the political realm suggest that all Jesus cared about was abortion, homosexuality, and business-friendly deregulation. What? It's possible. But then, why bother? Why bother? Why show up to church at all on a Sunday morning? Or why take the name of Christ for your own? That sort of weak tea Christianity, which asks very little and gives very little in response, is fading away. Thankfully, that was never the faith to which Jesus called his followers or us. Hear again what Jesus says, and notice the action implied in all of it. Blessed are the meek and the merciful. Blessed are those hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Blessed are the pure in heart, the peacemakers and the troublemakers for God. What Jesus calls us to, what he blesses us for, is this sort of daring, creative, risk-taking, active life of faith. It is the spirit of Hunter S. Thompson, who writes that life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, "Wow, what a ride!" Such is the costly and good adventure of discipleship in the path of Jesus, alongside fellow travelers with whom we share the faithful road. So blessed are you. Blessed are you, beloveds of God, when you take the risks of this daring faith, experience the costs of the road that is less traveled these days, yet find Christ on the mountain, blessing you to the good adventure. Blessed are you who do what others cannot, will not, or dare not. You who go out of your way to welcome a new face in the community. You who deliver meals on wheels even when recipients are disagreeable. You who join in a community meeting to improve the neighborhood. You who toil in hidden ways to serve the joyful worship of God here week after week. You who teach youth to walk in the ways of Jesus, even when Sunday school attendance is lackluster. You who take on leadership positions in work, community, or church, knowing full well the challenge of making decisions that others might criticize. Blessed are you who make time to visit or write those who feel lonely or forgotten. You who have a naturally hot temper, yet choose many times a day to be gentle. Blessed are you who march with Black Lives Matter or attend a community vigil to end violence and seek a better way. Blessed are you who demonstrate humility and a desire for repentance of unearned privilege. Blessed are you who give beyond what seems reasonable because you have sheer faith that with God all things are possible. Blessed are you, beloveds of God, because you are called blessed by Jesus Christ, Son of God, who is here to recruit us, all of us. Happy adventure awaits. Thanks be to God. Amen.